Are you struggling with imposter syndrome? If you are, what I have to share with you today is going to blow your mind. I am going to get you to look at imposter syndrome in a totally different light, and it's not going to be like anything you've ever seen before. Once you know the truth about why we get imposter syndrome, you'll be able to totally accept yourself and you'll be confident to do the work that you're supposed to be doing. And I have to warn you, we are going to get very deep and spiritual, but this is necessary to truly break free from imposter syndrome because you can't do it on a human level. My name is Kath Kyle. Welcome to Success Manifestation, and I have some free gifts for you in the description below to help you manifest success in your life. Some of the biggest things that stop my clients from getting any results are things like not feeling worthy enough, not feeling good enough to have the results that you have, thinking that other people are better than you, so therefore you shouldn't be doing what you're doing, and imposter syndrome. What is imposter syndrome? Imposter syndrome is feeling like you're a fraud or feeling like you're not good enough despite all your achievements that demonstrate otherwise. And did you know that there are 5 different types of imposter syndrome? Number 1, the perfectionist. And the perfectionist tends to micromanage anything and never be satisfied with anything. Number 2, the superwoman or the superman, feeling like you have to do more, work harder, work longer, constantly be giving more of yourself all the time. Number 3, the natural genius, the person who has always done well at everything, no matter what you turn your hand to. Number 4, the soloist, the person who always does everything on their own and never asks for help, feels like they have to just do it all themselves. And number 5, the expert, always constantly wanting to learn more all the time and never feels like they know enough. Can you resonate with any of these 5 types of imposter syndrome? I know I can. Now let's look at the real reason that you have imposter syndrome. Now I want you to listen carefully and prepare yourself for the truth that I'm about to share with you. We are about to get very deep and very spiritual, and nobody is going to tell you this anywhere else. Here is the truth. You will always fall short of your true nature. It's guaranteed. And you know deep down that you're not who you really are. Your true nature is the infinite, all-knowing, all-being, one mind. The one mind has everything and also knows everything. And you, as the one mind, chose to be human consciousness and forget that you were ever that one mind. You have forgotten who you are, but now I'm reminding you. And it's very difficult to truly forget who you really are. You have a knowing inside yourself that just knows the truth when you hear it. Humans will never feel good enough, and that's because humans are not whole. Humans are an experience. Humans are a drop in the ocean compared to your true potential. You feel like you're falling short, and that's because you are. You feel like you're an imposter, and that's because you are. You are an imposter at everything you do as a human. You're yearning to know everything and be everything because that's your true nature. You are suffering under the illusion of being limited. And I suffered with this myself. Like most people, I never felt good enough despite being a high achiever. I always compared myself to others and I felt really stupid and not good enough. I was trying to learn new things constantly. I was always reading more, doing training. While I was doing chores around the house, I was constantly learning new things all the time just so I could avoid feeling stupid. But the worst thing was that I would forget almost everything that I had learned. Therefore, I just wouldn't retain it. So I would continue to feel stupid. I used to be so scared to put myself out there because I had a fear that other people would realize that I was truly stupid. And I felt like this constantly until I discovered the true nature about who I really am. My true nature is the one mind, and as the one mind, I chose to give myself this human experience. And there is a very good reason why I am limited. So now I just either accept all my limitations or I manifest a change in myself if I want to change something. Whenever a thought pops into my head about feeling stupid or looking stupid in front of other people, I remind myself, I, God, the infinite intelligence, chose to put myself here for a reason. It's my purpose to be here experiencing this. And there is no other person that I'm supposed to be right now other than my human self. And this helps me to relax and remember the bigger picture. And I don't worry if I appear stupid in front of other people, because I believe that I am them and they are me, because we are all the one mind. There is no separation between us spiritually. And yes, some people might be horrible to me. I might experience that person being horrible to me, but this is just an experience. And it's not a separate human person choosing to be horrible to me. It's the infinite intelligence playing its part in each individual person. And if you want to know why the infinite intelligence would choose to inflict bad things on other people, then go and watch my other video about why bad things happen, and it'll make perfect sense. So now you understand why we feel imposter syndrome as a human and why it's supposed to be there if we identify with being a human, I am going to share with you now how to overcome imposter syndrome for good. The first thing that you need to do is get yourself a mantra that you can repeat over and over again to remind yourself who you really are when you're not feeling good enough as a human. Here are some mantras that you could use. My true nature is to be everything, do everything, and know everything. It's my purpose to be experiencing limitation right now, and I can still have everything I want. I am the one mind. I am the infinite intelligence. My real self is one with everything. My human experience is an illusion. It's natural to feel unworthy when you're used to having it all. This experience is part of having it all. And here's another thing worth noting. As the infinite intelligence, as the Godhead, you get to experience nothing but have the infinite potential to create anything. And the Godhead desires to experience all there is to experience. So it limits its consciousness and enters itself into the human experience so it can experience everything, so it can experience being separate from itself and experiencing something different. So your human experience is just one of the many, many experiences that God experiences. Your human experience is part of God having it all. God wants to experience abundance and joy, but also limitation and lack. So you are providing God with the experience of limitation. Without limitation, you wouldn't get to experience any of the things that we get to experience because we're having a human experience. Limitation should be celebrated. And I have two videos on limitations, so go and check those out. As a human, we should be grateful for our limitations. Now I'm going to explain to you how to manifest getting rid of imposter syndrome. So now that you know the truth, now that you've got your mantras, now that you understand your true nature, now you can use some of that infinite power called the imagination to manifest getting rid of things that you don't want. And I also have another video on getting rid of things that you don't want, but I'm going to walk you through the process briefly now. What we're going to do is we are going to create something called a reverse memory. A reverse memory is a memory of a future event that hasn't happened yet, but of an event that we want to happen. And this event will imply that we have achieved what we want to achieve. So I suggest that you think about what you want to achieve. How would you know that you have got rid of imposter syndrome? A way I like to do it is I like to imagine that I'm having a conversation with a friend. And in this conversation, I would be telling the friend that I have now got rid of the thing that I didn't want. So for example, you can imagine having a conversation with a friend and you say, "It's amazing, I've got rid of imposter syndrome. I feel so good about myself. I feel totally at peace with who I am. I feel like I know who I am and I'm totally fine with my limitations. I accept myself exactly who I am and I know that I can create exactly what I want. It's fantastic." And then the friend would say back to you, "That is amazing. Congratulations, I'm so happy for you." And you can make it a lot shorter than that so that you can repeat it on a loop over and over again. So it might it looks something like this on a loop. Wow, it's so amazing. I've got rid of imposter syndrome. I feel so good about who I am. Wow, it's amazing. I've got rid of imposter syndrome and I feel so good about who I am. And you just keep repeating this on a loop over and over again and do this for about 5 minutes every day until this memory feels like a real memory. It feels like something that's actually happened. And at that point, you can reduce down how much you bring to mind this memory. If you start to feel imposter syndrome in the future, then bring this memory back into your imagination again and remind you that this has truly happened and this is real and you have actually got rid of imposter syndrome. Now I'm going to share with you some mistakes to avoid when getting rid of imposter syndrome. First of all, don't wish that you were anybody else. As the one mind, you know that you are going to get to experience this other person's reality at some point in the future. And because the Godhead doesn't have any time, everything has already happened. Everything has already been experienced. It's just that in this human experience, it feels like you have to wait until the end of your life and then you will get to experience another life. So don't worry. You will or you already have experienced that other person's life that you are jealous of. So there's no need to wish you were somebody else because that person is you and you have already had that experience. Embrace this life that you've been given to experience. Another thing, don't feel bad that you don't know enough or you're not doing enough. As a human, it's impossible to know everything. You will never know enough and you can't be everywhere at every one time. So you will never be able to do enough. You are limited by the time and the hours that you are awake. And that is for a reason. You're supposed to be limited. You're not supposed to do everything, be everywhere and know everything. You're supposed to know and be doing exactly what you know and exactly what you're doing right now. That is what you're supposed to be doing right now. And if you are supposed to learn more in the future, you will be compelled to learn it. You won't need to strive and force yourself to sit through something very boring. You'll be compelled to learn something. You'll be excited to learn something and you'll easily absorb that information if you really need it. Knowing the truth will help you avoid overwork and avoid overwhelm. Here's another tip. Try and accept people exactly the way they are. They are supposed to be the way that they were created. So don't try and force or micromanage your opinions on other people because you think that they are going to make you look bad. Just accept that this is the way it's supposed to be. And if you're compelled to do something, then do it. But don't try and force things to change by forcing other people to change their actions. We are all here to learn lessons from each other. And perfectionists often find themselves in close relationships with people who are the exact opposites, and this can be very frustrating for both parties, but both parties are there to learn from each other and grow from each other. And here's another thing to note. Don't stop doing what you are compelled to do because you are worried what other people are going to think about you. A lot of people's actions towards us or comments towards us are a direct result of what we believe about ourselves. So if we believe something negative about our human selves, then that is often the comments that is going to get projected back to us from other people. And this is called the thought reflection rule. I have a video on that. If you change the way you view yourself, then everybody else will start to treat you differently. And I have another video on how to stop caring what other people think. So go and check that out. And if you are somebody who feels like they've got a message to share with the world, they've got some kind of purpose, that you're here to do something in particular, but you feel like you are holding yourself back because maybe you're too scared to share the message, or maybe you don't know exactly what the right message is, or you need to make the message more compelling so that more people are interested in it. I have a whole course on this topic called Dream Business Message. So go and check that out in the description below. And I help you craft your dream business message to share with millions. And I also help you to overcome anything that's holding you back in the process. Leave me a comment below. Do you think that this video helped you to think differently about imposter syndrome? And which of the 5 types of imposter syndrome do you feel like you have as a human? And now do you feel like you're able to accept it or manifest it away. I would love it if you could like this video so more people can find it. And if you want to manifest success, I have a lot more videos, so subscribe for more. And now it's your turn to go and put your stamp on the world.